Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Siyanibingelela nonke lapho elikhona ngasemakhaya. Kulolu uhlelo nesifundo esizokuba naso. Isihloko sithi kwavelaphi ukufana? Kwavelaphi ukufana? Sizohlolisisa incwadi kaNkulunkulu ukuze sizwisisise ngendaba yokufa. Ukufa kuphakathi kwethu singakaqhubekeli phambili ngicela ukubana ngiziveze igama lami nguJimmy Dube and ngizocela manje ukubana sibe nomthandazo sicele uNkulunkulu asithungamele ekufundeni isifundo lesi esiqhakathekileyo kangaka. Nkulunkulu Baba wethu osezulwini sivezele iqiniso lakho ngendaba yokufa. Usivezele Nkulunkulu ukuthi uthini ukusifundisa ukubana ukufa kwavelaphi, ukufa kuzoqedwa nini. Nkulunkulu wena nguwe ongasinika ithemba phezu kwale indaba yokufa. Siyakubonga ngoba usinikile leli thuba ngegama likaJesu Kristu iNkosi yethu. Amen. Balaleli lapho elikhona siyanicela ukubana le ndaba ebuhlungu kangaka ezwisa umuntu wonke ubuhlungu ukubana siyidingisise kabanzi ukubana yaqalaphi le ndaba yokufa. Singakathi sivule sizwisisise ngizocela ukubana sizwe ukuthi yena umuntu ophila namhlanje wavelaphi. Incwadi kaNkulunkulu masifunda kuGenesis. Incwadi kaGenesis nguchapter 1. Ekuqaleni uverse 1 ithi yona ekuqaleni uNkulunkulu wadala izulu nomhlaba. Umhlaba wawu yihlane elingenalutho kwaku ngubumnyama phezu kodwa. Kepha umoya kaNkulunkulu wehla wenyuka phezu kwamanzi. Mathi sithi siyayifunda iBhayibhili ithi okwakuqala uNkulunkulu nguye owadala izulu lomhlaba. Uthe selidalile wasefaka konke akudalileyo esikwaziyo emhlabeni. Ibisisithi yona ivesi kuverse 26. Kuverse 26 kaGenesis 1 yena lo ithi yena uNkulunkulu wathi masenze abantu ngomfanekiso wethu, basifuze babuse phezu kwezinhlanzi zolwandle nezinyoni zezulu nezinkomo nomhlaba wonke nezilwanyana zonke ezinwabuzelayo emhlabeni. Ngezinye indlela balaleli uNkulunkulu wadala umuntu ngomphefumulo wakhe. Wadala umuntu ngomphefumulo wakhe wathi abe ngumfanekiso wakhe. UNkulunkulu wadala umuntu ukubana aphile phakathi kwalomhlaba. Umbuzo esifuna ukuthi siwuzwisisise namhlanje siwutholele impendulo ngombuzo othi kwavelaphi ukufa na. Siyoqhubekela phambili singene kuGenesis chapter 2 iverse ngelika 7. Sizwisisise ekuqaleni ithi yona kuverse 7 kaGenesis chapter 2 uJehova uNkulunkulu wabumba umuntu ngomhlabathi waphefumulela emakhaleni akhe umoya wokuphila kanjalo umuntu waba umphefumulo ophilayo. Sesiyibonile indalo yomuntu, umuntu udalwe uNkulunkulu esebenzisa inhlabathi esiyaziyo sonke, wasefaka umphefumulo wakhe emakhaleni omuntu. Umuntu wasethola ukuphila. Now, nangu umuntu senikiwe umphefumulo kaNkulunkulu ukubana aphile. Kwini okwenzekayo ukuze kungene indaba yokufa? Asilandeni kancane kancane, singayijahi kakhulu izosilahlekela endleleni. Masithi sidinga indaba yokufa, ukwavelaphi ukufa na? sibe sesifunda njalo khona lapho ku Genesis chapter 2 iverse ngelika 5 iverse ngelika 15 sisiya ku 17 ithi yona uJehova uNkulunkulu wayesemthatha umuntu wambeka ensimini yase Edeni ukuba ayilime ayigcine uJehova uNkulunkulu wamyala umuntu wathi ungadla kuyo yonke imithi yensimu ngokuthanda kwakho kepha ungadli kuwo umuthi wokwazi okuhle nokubi ngokuba mhla udla kuwo uyokufa nokufa. Eyi balaleli, nansi siqalo sokufa sendaba yokufa. Kumele siyilandelele siyizwisisise ukubana isukelephi. UNkulunkulu uthi wambeka umuntu egadini ensimini yase Edeni wathi ungadla konke okufuna ukukudla. Kuverse 17 ithi yona kepha ungadla kuwo umuthi wo ungadli kuwo umuthi wokwazi okubi okuhle nokubi ngokuba mhla udla kuwo uyokufa nokufa. Sizoyilandela ke le ndaba. Yikho ukuqala kokufakwa indaba yokufa. UNkulunkulu wabavezela ukuthi bangenza lokho kwakungafanelanga ukuthi bakwenze, kuzongena ukufa phakathi kwabantu. Kwangena ukufa, kakukho ongakuboniyo namhlanje, kukhona ongasekho ngelanga lanamhlanje, kukhona abakhalayo ngelanga lanamhlanje. UNkulunkulu uyasivezela bathandekayo ukubana le ndaba yokufa esizwisa ubuhlungu kangaka, esingeke sayivika kumbe siyale ukuthi kasiyazi, siyayibona nsuku zonke ezimpilweni zethu, emindenini yethu. Sihlangana lokufa, siyagula, senza konke kuyosihlukumeza ukuphila impilo kayisemnandi. Kodwa uNkulunkulu wayidala impilo ukuthi ibe mnandi. Nasi indaba yokufa esesihlangana layo, esihlangana nayo lapha kuGenesis, kuGenesis chapter 2. Ithi yona hlazana uzodla kulesi sihlahla esokwazi okuhle nokubi. Mhla udlayo kuso uyokufa nokufa. Bantu, kwenzakala isikhathi sokubana uAdam noEva babeqe umthetho kaNkulunkulu, basidla lesi sihlahla, yikho namhlanje sisiba sinokufa phakathi kwethu. Sinokufa phakathi kwethu. Ithi yona kuGenesis chapter 3, sizothi silandele kakahle ukuthi yini eyenzekayo ukuze kungene ukufa phakathi kwethu. IBhayibhili kuverse 1 ithi inyoka yayinobuqili kunazo zonke izilwane zasendle abe ayizenzile uJehova uNkulunkulu. Yathi kwesifazana, ngempela uNkulunkulu ishilo yini ukuthi ningadli emithini yasensimini na? Owesifazana wathi enyokeni, singadla kuverse 2 izithelo zemithi yasensimini kepha ngezithelo zomuthi ophakathi kwensimu uNkulunkulu ushilo ukuthi ningadli, ningazithinti ukuba ningafi. Inyoka yathi kowesifazana, aniyikufa nokufa kepha uNkulunkulu uyazi ukuthi mhla nizidla nizokuvuleka amehlo enu nibe njengoNkulunkulu nikwazi okubi nokuhle. Owesifazana ebona ukuthi umuthi ulungele ukudliwa, nokuthi uyabukeka emehlweni, nokuthi umuthi unxanelekile ekuhlakaniphiseni, wathatha izithelo zawo wadla, wanika nendoda yakhe kanye naye, nayo yadla. Hey, nansi into uNkulunkulu uthe, ningadla lesi sihlahla nizokufa nokufa. Yafika inyoka yathi anisoze nife nokufa, nidle. Ngezinye indlela baquma imiyalo kaNkulunkulu owayeyifakile. Wafaka umyalo uNkulunkulu, inyoka nayo yafaka uwayo umyalo. Asikunanzeleleni ukuthi uNkulunkulu uthi nizokufa nokufa, inyoka ithi anisoze nife nokufa. nansi indaba yokuphikisana ngendaba yokufa sizothi siyilandela ngokuhamba kwesikhathi sithole ukuthi kungani kunokuphikisana endabeni yokufa abanye besithi umuntu ofileyo ngisho neBhayibheli ithi umuntu ofileyo akasazi lutho abanye bathi umuntu ofileyo ukhona lapho aye khona sizoyidinga le ndaba ukuthi kathi abafileyo bethu bayephi baye kuphi abafileyo bethu sizwisisise ngeBhayibheli kumbe sizwisise ngezinye imfundiso ezikhona sesithola imfundiso ezimbili ngokufa sesitholile imfundiso kaNkuluNkulu ethe yona ungadla lesi sihlahla uzokufa nokufa sesitholile enye imfundiso yesibili evela enyokeni ithi yona anikufa nokufa nasi indaba yokufa inempikiswano sizathi silandelele ukuthi ozayi wina ngubani phakathi kukaNkuluNkulu nenyoka ngezinye indlela abantu abadalwa nguNkulunkulu Adam noEva abalandelanga okwashiwo nguNkulunkulu. Kodwa umvuzo wakhona wokungalandeli uNkulunkulu siyawubona ngoba umuntu simbona esifa njengoba sisifa nanamhlanje. Siyabonga ukuthi uNkulunkulu akazange asifihlele indaba yokufa. uNkulunkulu akazange asifihlele ukubana le ndaba esihlukumeza kangaka iyokuphethwa njani, iyokugoqwa njani, iyokususwa njani phakathi kwethu. Isifundo esisifunda namhlanje ukuthi phakathi kwethu kunokukhetha ukuthi singalandela amazwi kaNkuluNkulu ayothi athi wona masidlayo isihlahla siseqa umthetho kaNkuluNkulu siyokufa nokufa kumbe sizowulandela amazwi enyoka athi wona asisoke sife nokufa kodwa sizokuba njengoNkuluNkulu sibe kwazi okubi nokuhle. Yebo siyakwazi okube nokuhle kodwa indaba yokufa lokhe iphakathi kwethu namhlanje. Sifakile ke abayithi foundation yalesi sifundo sokuthi ukufa kwangena njani. Yikho sizothi silandele le ndaba yokufa sizwisisise ukubana yavelaphi iyaphi izokuphethwa kanjani. Sizokuthi sikhangele one or two verses singakagoqi lesi ingxenye yesifundo mayelana nokufa. uNkulunkulu uthe esebonile sebedlile isihlahla ayebatshele yona bayalile ukubana bangasidli. uNkulunkulu waya emuntwini ku-Adamu sithi sibona lapha kuverse 10 ukuthi siqale kuverse 9 ithi kepha uJehova uNkulunkulu wambiza u-Adamu wathi uphi na wathi ngizwe izwi lakho ensimini ngesaba ngoba ngihambaze ngalokhu ngacasha. Naku okwenzakalayo sebeqile umthetho kaNkuluNkulu. uNkulunkulu uyaqhubeka, uNkulunkulu ukhuluma lo-Adamu akhulume no-Eva abanike izijeziso zokweqa umthetho wakhe. Kodwa okuqakathekileyo mayelana nokufa nasi indaba ewayikhulumayo ku-Adamu uNkulunkulu singathi kuverse 17. Wayesesithi ku-Adamu uNkulunkulu lo okhulumayo, njengokuba ulalele izwi lomkakho, wadla kulowo muthi engakulaya ngawo ukuthi ungadli kuwo. Ngalokho umhlabathi uqalekisiwe ngenxa yakho. Uyokudla kuwo ngokukhathazeka zonke izinsuku zokuhamba kwakho. Uya kuvezela ameva namakhakhasi, wena udle imifino yasendle. Ngesithukuthuku sobuso bakho uyokudla isinkwa sakho uze ubuyele emhlabathini lokhu wathathwa kho kuwo, ngokuba ungumhlabathi uyophenduka emhlabathini. Nanso indaba abantu balaleli, yikho sibuyela emhlabathini mase siqedile ukuhamba kulo mhlaba ngoba uNkulunkulu uthi singumhlabathi sathola sa wasikhupha emhlabathini sizokubuyela emhlabathini. Yikho ke nasi indaba yokubuyela emhlabathini. Bantu bakaNkulunkulu abalaleli, balaleli bonke, kungaba likhona umbuzo lingangithinta kunombolo ezithi 083-269-2472. Siyabonga ngokulalela kwenu, asifundeni sonke, singakavali. Sizocela ukuthi sicele uNkulunkulu njalo, asivulele iqiniso lakhe mayelana nendaba yokufa. Asikhulekeni Baba wethu osezulwini, siyabonga ngaleli thuba usinike ukubana silifunde elizwi lakho. Awusifihlelanga ukuhlakanipha kuvela ngakuwe, sivulele iqiniso lakho, usinike Nkosi ulwazi olufaneleyo ukubana sikhethe ngendlela efaneleyo indlela esiza kuyilandela ilizwi lakho kumbe ilizwi lenyoka. Siyabonga ngoJesu Kristu Nkosi yethu, amen.
Faith, hope and love. Experience victory in your life on 657 AM.
For there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer request by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Reach your customers in the car, at the office, at home, or wherever they are, night or day. Through advertising with Radio Pulpit, you can reach a large, unique and loyal audience in a most affordable way. With over 500,000 people on our various platforms, from Gauteng to the Cape, you simply cannot go wrong. So advertise today. Contact us on 012-334-1339 or for advertising packages that we offer, go to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Terms and conditions apply.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.